Okay, well, if everybody would settle down, we're going to go ahead and get started with the structural tack meeting. It's 10 after 10. Do Kim, the chair, will be here pretty soon, hopefully, you know, in the next few 15 minutes or so. At any rate, is Paul Kidwell here? No. Craig Perino?
Yes.
Charlie Everly?
Here.
Bob Bitterly? George Wiggins?
Here.
Rusty Carroll?
Here.
Jack Glenn?
He's here somewhere.
All right. Dan Laverage?
Here.
Jamie Gaspin?
Here.
Okay, that constitutes a quorum. Today's agenda is, in essence, to review and make recommendations to the Commission on proposed amendments related to the structural component of the Florida Building Code. There will also be some joint meetings. 1 o'clock today will be a joint plumbing tack. 8 a.m. Tomorrow will be a joint energy structural tack. And then at 1 p.m. tomorrow will be a joint structural mechanical tack. Those are 3 other tacks that will meet in conjunction with the structural tack at specified times. Again, 1 p.m. today. Okay. I would ask for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. All right. Well, let me review the process that we will use today as approved by the Florida Building Commission. As facilitator, I'll be serving as the moderator for the code hearings. We'll have a motion to approve. A standing motion to approve will be in place, and I'll describe that in a few minutes. Okay, let the record reflect that Jack Glenn is present.
Late, but here.
It's all right. Okay. Again, I'll describe the standing motion in just 1 second.
Doe's at the front door, will be in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We will ask the proponent of the amendment, I'll introduce the amendment, starting with amendment number 2686, Joe Belcher. I'm just giving an example. I'll introduce the amendment, say amendment number 2686, amending 202.1. Would the proponents like to give a summary and a brief explanation of the proposal and the rationale? They'll do so. I'll ask if any additional individuals would like to make comments in favor of the proposed amendment. Anybody like to make comments against the proposed amendment? Then, if there's pros and cons, I'll ask the proponent if they would like collectively, that is, they decide amongst themselves who the spokesperson would be. Typically, in the proponent's case, it would be the proponent of the amendment if they're here, to offer one rebuttal opportunity, and then the opponents will have an opportunity to do the same. Again, it's not each one, it's collectively amongst yourselves decide who the person that will offer the one rebuttal opportunity will be. Rebuttal. Thank you very much. We go back to the TAC. I'll ask if there's a second for approval. This is important. We have a lot to get through. If no TAC member wants to vote for the amendment, do not make a second, and we'll move on. I'll say, is there a second? No second. Amendment dies for lack of second. And that's you know, what we've been doing with our process. So again, if you don't want to vote in favor of it, please don't offer a second just to say you don't like the amendment, because we'd like to, you know, again, we have a lot, 131 of these to get through. All right, if there's a second, we'll ask for discussion. Okay, we discuss it. The TAC member says, I'd like to propose an amendment to this. Okay, what's the language? We'll capture the language up on the screen. Ask for a second on the amendment. We have a motion and a second on the amendment to the modification or the amendment. We'll discuss it. Only discuss the amendment only. We'll take a vote on the amendment. Okay, the amendment is 11-0, it passes. Now we'll go back to the proposed modification as amended, and we'll take any further discussion on that, then we'll take the vote on the whole thing, either as presented or amended, depending on whether there was any TAC action in that regard. Okay, that's the basic process. I mean, you're all familiar with the process. If you're in favor, if a proponent or someone wants to speak in favor or against, please do not repeat what's been said. Simply state, I agree with what's been stated. Add only new points. We do not want to hear the same points repeated. Once the proponent makes their case, if you want to just say, I agree with that, I support, we support, we support, we support, most of you are familiar with that and do that very effectively and do it properly, and we appreciate that, as it saves us the ability to spend more time on amendments that really need discussion. Okay, that's the basic process. And I will ask for a motion to approve the following standing motion. The TAC moves to recommend approval of the proposed amendments by the Technical Advisory Committee based on the following findings. The amendment has a reasonable and substantial connection to the health, safety, and welfare of the general public. And the amendment does not degrade the effectiveness of the code and either strengthens or improves the code or provides for innovation or new technology by allowing equivalent or better products, methods, or systems of construction. And the amendment does not discriminate against products, methods, or systems of construction of demonstrated capabilities. And the amendment has the following fiscal impact. The fiscal impact of enforcement imposed upon local government is, as indicated by the tax review. The fiscal impact of compliance imposed upon property building owners is, as indicated by TAC review. The fiscal impact of compliance imposed upon industry is, as indicated by TAC review. And the amendment's benefits, noted with regard to fiscal impact and efficacy, outweigh the costs imposed. And the amendment addresses a Florida-specific need. And finally, the latest thing added to law is the amendment does not diminish requirements related to wind resistance or prevention of water intrusion contained in the code or its reference standards and criteria. Additionally, if any TAC member proposes an amendment, the findings, rationale, and fiscal impact should be at least considered in that regard. So is there a motion to approve the standing motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Okay, thank you. That then is a standing motion to approve is now in effect. Does any TAC member have any questions on the process or any of the things I've described so far? Craig?
Jeff, just a clarification. Are we going to be required to still look at the local amendments before this meeting's over with?
Are they contained here in here? Mo, are the local amendments coming forth in this TAC?
No. The local technical amendments, we're going to look at them at the May meetings. There is a meeting we're scheduling to look at how far the specific requirement will be transferred into the 2007. That's for the May meetings. At that meeting, we're going to allow you to just look at those local amendments. To me, I don't think there's much we can do with them because none of the local have asked that they be considered for a state application or for a regional application. So it's a matter of just reviewing them. The commission is required to review them.
The commission is required to review them, and then if the commission doesn't accept them, I believe they're all are repealed, if I'm not mistaken, and then the locals would have to readopt
them. That's correct.
And that's a big part of this triennial update. So that's why I've asked the question of, you know, how it's going to be dealt with.
We did communicate to the local. We have sent them in writing the process and that those will be sunsetted and they have to really adopt them when this code goes into effect, the new code.
Okay.
Mo, do you know how many there are and can you email those to us? I mean, aren't we supposed to look at them to see if they're worthy of incorporation into the code, or
I think they, we already asked. You know, I think we sent an email out, noting that, and they're already on the system.
They are,
but we'll try to communicate for.
Do you know how many there are?
Yeah, there's only two jurisdictions that had technical local amendments. Not so many of them. So Pinellas County, I believe, or Broward County. That's the only two counties that have local amendments.
I think it's 17 pages.
Right. Yeah, there is a bunch of them.
Do you want to say something, Jeff?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You're saying they did not submit them for inclusion?
No.
But I agree with Craig. I think under the statutory language, we still have to review them and make a determination before they can be sunset.
That's true. There is.
But we're going to do that at the May meeting?
At the May meeting.
That's fine.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get to it on the May meeting. Okay,
well,
any other questions? Charlie?
You probably covered it, and I probably missed it with my hearing aids, but the comments that have been submitted, they're automatically called up at the same time.
That's correct. I'll make a note that there's a comment. If you want to consider the comment, you can consider it. If not, in a second, Mo will go through the materials to orient you to the materials. But basically, you have the comments included with the amendment in the tracking chart, and it tells you that there, how many there are, and you can click on it and review that as well. So you'll have a chance to do that. Craig.
Jeff, what type of, I'll use the word leadway, do we have on wordsmithing proposed amendments? And the reason why I ask this is every time we do a update, we lose a lot of time and we get a lot of aggravation because we're attempting to rewrite a proposed mod, which in my opinion is a mistake. But could you comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, if you have an amendment to it that you feel is important and would enhance it, then the TAC member certainly has a right to propose that. But as far as wordsmithing goes, I think that's going to be a function of individuals and what they want to do. You know, if TAC members are proposing to do it, we'll make a determination I think on a case by case basis.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Any other questions, TAC members?
We follow Robert's rules of order.
No. We don't use procedural Roberts as a procedure. We use Roberts for motions. We're using a facilitated, you know, amended process. Okay. Right. Right. Basically, I'll decide how one way or the other. No. Right. You'll slap me around if you don't like the way I'm doing it. If you do, then we're all happy. Okay. Then we will start with Amendment 2680.
One second, Jeff. Let me explain something.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Mo wants to go. Okay. Mo wants to make sure you understand how to work the tracking chart. Go ahead, Mo.
No, first of all, do you have tracking charts uploaded into your laptop? If you have a laptop, does anybody need help or anything? So everybody has it. Now, for the TAC members, just to let you know, we have on the laptop something called source documents. And I would like, do you see that? If you go back to the desktop, the first screen, you'll see a source document there. Benny, if you go back to the... and go back to the... No, go down, out of that. Yeah, this is the source doc. The source documents, if you click on it, it really is there to help you look at certain things that maybe you want to look at while we're doing these code changes. One is we have a copy of the 2006, the IBC. As you know, the base document or the foundation document that we're going to use for the 2007 code is the 2006 I code. So you have them there, and if you want to consult with the code while we're doing the code changes. The other thing we have is the 2007 supplement. And the 2007 supplement is mainly, it has in it how the Florida specific requirements will be transferred into the 2006 I codes. So that's another document that probably we're going to look at sometime throughout these proceedings to make sure that the mods are being done according to this process and consistent with the 2007 supplement. Believe me, we tried. We worked with all the applicants to make sure that they, mainly their mods are based on the 2006 I code and based on the supplements. The other thing that you have is also there is a 2007 supplements that has been issued to clarify the new requirement for the windborne debris region. Which is required by the legislatures at the last special session. This is mainly to show you the language. Some of the code changes submitted, it does really kind of conflict with what's being done under this supplement. So probably we're going to end looking at it sometime. And we have also the 2004, the supplement to the 2004 code. It's the 2006 supplement, which is really was issued and available, was made available to December 2006, which is not in the 2004 Florida Building Code that you have in your desktop. The other thing is that the tracking chart, I think a lot of you have worked with these tracking charts, and assuming you know how this works. The mods, the actual mods are linked from the numbers that you see there on the first column. So the first column has the actual mods, has the comment received on the mods as of that of March 20, as of February 28th. The other things that you're going to see is that what we have done is to where we have more than one mod submitted on the same sections, we try to really compile those and put them together. And also, we have put together a metrics. Click on that, Betty. That really line up all these mods to show you what's maybe the difference and which one you want to take. So that's a tool for you to use while we're looking at these mods. Any questions?
Just the TAC members.
Okay. Yeah, TAC members, any questions? Yes, George.
I have a question. Yes.
So with this committee, it requires 6 votes to approve it, or 7, to pass an item.
Well, how many members do we have present? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 members. So it would have to be 6-2 or higher to pass it. So 5-3 would fail, 6-2 would pass. Right, 75% favorable vote. It's a high threshold. Okay. Is that it, Mo?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Structural TAC meeting. Sorry for my little tardiness. One thing I want to communicate to you guys is our intent is to try to get all the code changes done today if possible. So just keep that in mind. If it takes a little bit longer tonight to get through the code changes, we're going to try to achieve that. Obviously, if there's a lengthy number that we don't get to by dinner time, then we're going to... I'm sorry?
Is there a reason?
No, I think we just can. So
we've got to make jointly with mechanical.
Right. I don't think it's going to be a goal to get it done today, but I think we can. So...
And so you know as well, the TACs will also be meeting again before the commission meeting to review any comments that are submitted on these. So you will have an opportunity again. Remember that. So if it gets voted down and somebody makes a comment of some sort of substantial comment that addresses the concerns that you expressed, the TAC will have a chance again to review this before they make the final recommendations to the commission. So that gives you another opportunity to take a look at things based on any effort to make those more acceptable amendments from your perspective. Okay. Then I also want to note that where we are talking about an amendment that does the same thing in the building and residential volumes, we will take them together. So in this instance, Amendment 2686 and 2690 are amending 202.1 and R202, the building and residential volumes respectively. We'll talk and vote, make one vote for both amendments, 2686 and 2690. Would the proponent like to speak on behalf of the building and residential aspects of this particular proposed amendment?
Joe Belcher for the Aluminum Association of Florida. We're on what, 2686?
Right.
And 2690, correct?
Correct.
Okay, what we're trying to do is we have already in the 2006 supplement adopted the AMA 2100 standard for sunrooms. We've run into a problem with jurisdictions that say the definitions of categories are in a reference standard, and they somehow read the code to say that sunrooms are habitable areas. I don't really understand where that interpretation comes from, but that's how they're taking it. They're saying that definition is more stringent than the reference standard definition, so the code standard prevails. The whole intent here is to try to clarify that we have sunrooms that can be divided into five categories, and we're trying to put those categories in the code. I believe that's what those two particular changes do.
Okay. Does anybody else want to speak in favor? Just again, be brief to say you agree and add only new points.
Ziggy Valentin, representing AMA, we support this code change.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Bob Boyer, BOAF Code Development. We also support this.
Okay. Does anybody want to speak against it? Seeing none. Is there a second for approval?
Second.
Discussion, Jack.
I think we ought to take up, I know this may add some confusion, but I think we ought to take up 2687 and 2688 at the same time. If we put 2686 and 2690 in and fail to pass 2688, then we don't know what the categories are. So they're really all four of them have to work together.
Okay, so basically let's look at 2687 and 2688 to see if there's any issues with those.
2687 strikes the existing code sunroom definition. 2688 puts the new sunroom definition in the appropriate place in the code and defines the categories.
Okay.
May I, Mr. Chairman, because there's actually a little bit different than that. 2687 is actually striking language that was missed when we did the AMA 2100 definition. Okay, so that we kind of have a conflict. We have conflicting. We have one definition in Chapter 12, and we have this definition in Chapter 2. So that's all 2687 is actually trying to do.
Okay, so basically if you vote for 2686 and 2690, then we'll look at these in the context of making sure your votes are consistent. Okay. Any further discussion on 2686, 2690? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. And we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8-0 in favor for both of those. Now let's talk about 2687 and 2688.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Sorry to discuss
that. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
You didn't ask for discussion. The second on the next two?
Right, 2687, 88, which are...
This is the second, correct?
Yes. Correct. It's been seconded.
For discussion.
It's for discussion, yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I have a problem with 2688 in the fact that it... It says that the permit applicant or the property owner, where there is typically in Broward today, that would be the designer of record. So I would like to add a friendly amendment saying that the permit applicant, property owner, and or designer of record, which would be what it would be on a new home.
Rusty, if you don't mind, if you could, it's a little hard to hear if you use the mic. You'd like to add?
I'm sorry.
There you go.
My problem with it is in typically in Broward and Dade, we would have a design professional involved in something like this, especially if it was a new home. So
okay.
I'd like to add a friendly amendment saying permit applicant, property owner, and or designer record, something like that.
All right.
I have no problem with that as the proponent. I just do have a question. Is the design professional involved in the permit application?
No, but he would be involved in the drawings.
You'd want him to categorize it on his drawings, in other words.
An architect, when he submits a set of plans, got to tell you it's single family house, living room, dining room, bathroom, sunroom.
I have no problem with it.
All right. Is there a second for the amendment?
Second.
Discussion on the amendment only. George? This is adding designer of record.
I would offer an amendment to the amendment to say that. I mean, why do we even need to say by the permit applicant or the property owner, period? Why don't you just strike that, because that's handled in the administrative section of the code anyway. In other words, it says sunroom should be categorized in one of the following categories by the permit applicant or the property owner, where the sunroom... I mean, you don't need to say by the permit applicant. You just need to state the requirement. The administrative requirements are handled in Chapter 1. You don't have to say this is done by this or that in the code.
That's good.
I concur with that.
Okay, so the proposed amendment is to strike after categories by the permit holder.
No.
No.
By the permit applicant or property owner.
Right.
period after cat, following categories, period, strike the balance of the sentence.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a second for that?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, going back to the amendment as we just amended it, which is to strike after that. Any further discussion?
Question. The designer of record comes out as well, right?
At this point, are
yes.
We voting on two of them at one time?
Right. We're voting on 2687 and 2688, which basically says a sunroom shall be categorized in one of the following categories, striking that language out of there. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. So we've now approved 2686, 2690, 2687, and 2688.
We're down to 9,000 to go.
Right. We're down to 9,000. Okay. Next is a...
Jeff, hold a second. 2687 was approved as submitted. Am I correct?
Correct.
820. And then 2688 was approved as amended.
Correct.
820. And then that's it?
2686 and 2692, yes, previously.
Yeah, those we did that
right.
earlier. Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Okay, 2252, amending 430.1. Just so folks know, some of these I don't know if they're the same, but these proposals came before the code administration TAC, and none of them were approved. So just so you know, for consistency's sake, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Corinne Alvey. I'm with the Funeral and Cemetery Alliance of Florida, and I have a procedural question to ask, and that is that based on this morning, the denial of an exemption requested, we would have an opportunity to try and amend that to address the concerns that were expressed this morning for the next cycle before it's denied permanently, then I'd be willing to withdraw all of these that we've proposed under the structural and try and amend it under the administration. Is that correct?
Since for the administrator, that your mod was denied, that mod, yes, you can come back and revise it for the next 45 days for consideration. You're correct.
So I can incorporate the concerns that were expressed this morning without going through each individual one of these structural
for the components. Administrative.
Right.
But these are more, not administrative, these are structural. So I don't think you can add these into that mod. So
okay.
if you are really wanted to only address administrative, then yes, you're okay. These are kind of exemption from a specific structural requirement.
Okay, so if you wanted to be able to comment on all these, then I guess, you know, we could take them up one by one, or we could take one motion to defeat all of them, and then that would give you the opportunity, if that's your preference.
That'd be fine with me.
Okay.
We cannot take them under consent, Jim.
Can we do them one by one? And
all right, 2252.
2252, I would like to withdraw.
Withdrawn.
She withdraws, can she bring it back?
No, she understands that. We went through this already. Yeah, 2252, some of these don't make any sense. 2252 withdrawn by the applicant. 2231.
Do you want me to explain it? So basically what we had proposed was exempting prefabricated, pre-assembled mausoleums and columbariums from the same building code requirements that 200 crypt mausoleums have to go through. The building codes are, we believe, designed for those types of buildings rather than the two-person or four-person solid granite crypt that is assembled and delivered by truck and taken off by a crane and placed on a concrete slab. And we were trying to exempt some of the building permitting and requirements for that type of a construction or that type of a module unit.
Okay. Does anybody else want to speak on this? Okay. Is there a second for purposes of approval?
Second.
Discussion?
You're going to take up comment one?
Each one of these we're using comment one as the model. That's the note on the right side. That's what the proponent had requested. So we're looking at 2231 comment one. Again, remembering that the code admin attack didn't approve this from their perspective, so whatever you want to do.
Which number are we on?
We're on 2231, using comment one. And each of these ones that we're going to take up Related to this, use comment one as the proposal because that's what the proponent had requested. They made comments on their own and wanted to use some corrections. Charlie?
When you talk about live load,
this is it.
Does the 35 pounds per square foot also consider the weight of the casket or other containing devices? And when you think of a lead-lined vault, I suspect that it's more than 35 pounds a square foot.
There is no vault. It's just a casket. In a mausoleum, you just put the casket in, so there's no vault.
These are only pre.
The live load includes the weight of the occupant and the casket.
Right. I assume so.
Okay. All right. All in favor of 2-2?
Jeff, question.
Go ahead, Craig.
Comment, too.
All right.
Okay. I mean, this proposed mod here wants to exempt prefabricated and or preassembled whatever non-walk-in family mausoleums from requiring to meet Chapter 16. Some of these prefabricated units are fairly large. I mean, what we're doing here is we're just neglecting any wind design whatsoever for these type of structures. And I just want to say right now that I can't agree that that's a good thing to be doing.
Okay. For the interest of time, let's go ahead and take the vote. It's not going to make it. It didn't make it this morning. You can just vote them down and move on. Go ahead, Dan.
I don't think it says anything about wind load. It says live load. Wind load is not live load. Wind load is wind load.
He's saying it doesn't address wind load.
It doesn't.
There's another one. There's another one that does.
Which would assume right. that you would have to comply wind with load. Wind load.
Well, until you get to the next
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, there's a whole series of them,
right.
and each yeah. one of them exempts each requirement.
Dan, these code modifications, a series of them, are trying to exempt these types of structures from complying with the loading requirements in the code and also the material sections or material chapters within the code.
Is that because they're constructed of granite and so forth?
They're solid granite, and they are usually assembled at the manufacturer's, delivered to the cemetery, taken off with a crane, and placed. The only time they would be assembled on site would be if the crane couldn't reach a place. They come pre-cut, and they're assembled on site. So this is not built in place where you would actually build. This is not something that you walk in because that involves live people, and we did not try and exempt that. So it's strictly the non-walk-ins.
Go ahead, Craig.
I think what the hardship here is that this industry is looking for is the permitting that they have to go through certain jurisdictions with these units. But what they're asking for here is different. They're asking for exemption from design standards, which my concern is mainly some of the durability design standards, especially when some of these are made of concrete. These units have to be durable, and face it, you know, life expectancy on these is not 50 years or whatever you want to call it. It's an extremely long time. So that's where I have a concern, is the durability requirements within these
All right.
standards.
Jack, do you want to comment?
Just for about information, the whole point made me move this is supposed to build before the legislature.
Okay. All right. All in favor of 2231, say aye. 0. All opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay. 2235.
I'll withdraw that.
Withdrawn. 2237.
2237 is requesting an exemption from the soil boring and the soil testing for the foundation and the foundation. So it's an exemption again from the permitting requirements for the foundation.
Okay. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
You're in favor of this? Okay. All in favor, raise your hands. 1. All opposed? 7. Okay. Next.
Jeff, we need, if Mod did not make it, if we would get a reasoning from one of the members would help have that on the chart. Just give us what reason.
It's the same reason for all. Go ahead. So I want to make the reason for... reason is, Craig?
I'll give you a reason. Concern with the long-term... for the life expectancy of these types of structures.
Okay. There you have it. 223A.
Same request to be exempted from the permitting requirements for the slab that it's on.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, raise your hands. Zero. All opposed, say aye.
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 It's unanimous. 0-8. 2242.
I'd like to withdraw that.
Drawn. 2245.
I'll withdraw that.
Drawn. 2246.
I'll withdraw that.
Drawn there. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay. Next we have amendment number...
Mr. Chairman, my intent was to vote for the one that exempted the termite treatment requirement. I wasn't sure what number that was. I think I inadvertently voted approval for the wrong one, but it's probably a moot point.
2235.
Yeah.
Does it matter? It failed.
No. She withdrew?
Doesn't matter.
I could have supported that one.
Are you guys okay over there?
George, considering that it failed, does it really matter? All right, thank you.
Betty and Ann, are you guys ready? If you're not, just say you're not. That's all.
What is the reason why not the same?
It's the same for all of them. So you're ready? Is that a yes? Okay. Okay, 2582, amending, accepting the IBC 06 table 1607.1. What does this say? It's not clear what the proposed change is.
It's the next page. It's the next page.
But it's 2582, right?
Yeah.
All right. Is anybody here to speak on 2582? Okay. Does any TAC member want to make a second? Because you want to approve it, right, George? You want to withdraw your second?
Question?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll withdraw.
Okay, there is no second for the record. Okay, go ahead, Jack.
Yes, if I might.
Sure.
This is a table that's in the 2006 IBC. Would it not come forward regardless?
It does, but they are making some changes to it, too.
All right, well, unless I'll say that this dies for lack of second.
I'll second it.
Okay, second. Discussion. Go ahead.
What are those changes?
I believe if you read the proponent, it says proposed, in the first page, it says building except 06 table 1607 and revised footnote without revision and accept footnote without revision. So
I disagree, Mo. Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Jack.
It would appear that what he has highlighted as changes were the changes between the 2003 and the 2006 IBC. And all he's doing is incorporating a table that is currently in the 2006 IBC and 2006 IRC. If that's the case, would we not do that normally? There are no additional changes that I can find at the table.
Right, so it doesn't need to be here. Because it's gonna...
I suggest, if you want to my suggestions, I suggest that I did not really, the proponent is not here. And I thought the same thing, Jack, you thought. But when I look at it more closely, it seems that has some changes. So I would recommend that you could maybe deny it based on it's not clear, and then have him
If he wants to, he can come back.
That's why I made the second, because yeah. At least to give him an opportunity to.
I believe that's a table. We have a modification for screen enclosure for solid surface. And I believe that's what the Florida amendment to that table 1607.1 is. It allows for a 25% solid surface on a screen enclosure. That's a Florida-specific amendment to that table. And I believe that's what Mo's trying to bring forward. Is that the right? Am I on the right table? I'm not positive.
No, you're not.
No, that's not
I'm
the
not.
Right
I'm sorry.
Okay.
The trust industry.
The recommendation from staff is that if you take the vote, you got a second for a vote, vote it
look
down,
the
and the proponent can make it clear later as an amendment. So all in favor of this, say aye.
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 Okay. All in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 to 5 fails. Okay. Next is amendment, and the reason for it is because it's not clear, and that's the reason. Okay. Next is 2232, amending 1609.1.1. Mo?
Okay. Mine? Okay. Mm-hmm. You skipped one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. My matrix sort of didn't make it over on the page, so I apologize. Okay, you're right. We're on 2663. Amending 1609.1 regarding wall coverings and soffits. Eric?
Eric Stafford, Institute for Business and Home Safety. And all we're really doing here is bringing forward a change that you guys approved last year to the residential code, bringing it forward into the building code. Now, it's really, when you may look at it and say that it looks like it's already covered because the section says building structures and parts thereof, which would include everything. What we're doing is providing guidance on what design loads, what design pressures you should use for soffits, and that's what the change requires, that wall coverings and soffits, that's the same language from the residential code, that soffits are to be designed using the pressure coefficients for walls.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on this in favor?
Jeffrey Stone, American Forest and Paper Association, we're strongly in favor of this proposal.
They are.
Okay.
Right. Bob Boyer, BOAF Code Development, we're also in support.
Okay.
James Buckner, PE, in favor since ASC 7 does not address soffits.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody want to speak against? Seeing none, is there a second for approval?
Second.
Any discussion?
Comment.
Okay.
Hurricane Research Advisory Committee has been long trying to get something in soffits. I think it's appropriate we get this into Chapter 16 as we did in the residential code last year.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, next is 2232, amending Mo Madani. Go ahead, Mo.
Amending Mo Madani. All right, being amended. Okay, move it. This is really, it has to do with the deck statements that came before the structural tag, and the deck statements was to clarify arrows that really depicted in figure 610 of ASCE 7. A standard, and really that's to clarify what the arrows means, and so it's an implementation to a deck statements which is approved by the commission.
Okay, anybody from the public wish to speak on this proposed amendment? Seeing none, is there a second for approval?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous.
Do you need a reason on approval?
No.
Okay. Next is Amendment 2559, amending 1609.1.1. Anybody from the public is the proponent here on this? Frank Voss? Okay. Does anybody want to speak in favor of this? Against it? Go ahead. This is speaking in opposition, correct?
Yes.
Go ahead.
James Buckner, PE. This degrades the code by switching backwards from ASC 705 back to 02. It states that it would result in, reduced pressures, and there's no evidence that this needs to be Florida Pacific. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else wish to speak against this? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yes.
George?
We would not be empowered to consider this based on the recent statutory change that says that we can adopt no wind provisions that diminish requirements related to wind resistance in the code, and which is exactly what this would do for signs. So, therefore, I would recommend, I would ask that the we consider removing our second on this.
Who made the second?
Right here.
You want to?
I'll withdraw it.
Second withdrawing.
I'm going to be voted on.
Is there a second? And the one of the things, when you don't have a second, then there's no opportunity for comments. So you don't have to worry about it coming back again. All right. Seeing no second, the motion on 2259 dies for lack of second. Failure to comply with the requirements of approving motion amendments to the Florida Building Code. Okay. Next is Amendment 2665, amending 1609.1.1.2.
Eric Stafford, Institute for Business and Home Safety. Doing a couple of things here. First of all, adding the reference to ASC 49. That's a new standard. It's dealing with wind tunnel testing, dealing with test apparatus setup, trying to standardize how wind tunnel tests are run. Doesn't require wind tunnel tests. None of this language up here, I want to point that out first of all, does not require wind tunnel tests to be done. Just when you do it in accordance with the limitations stated here. The second thing it does puts lower limits, more or less puts a floor on the pressure coefficients that you can get from wind tunnel testing, unless, as the language states in there, that it's something to do with the aerodynamics of the building, not shielding and those sort of things. But it limits the base overturning moment for main wind force really to 80% of the design base overturning moment, and similar type limitation for components and cladding. And this code change, this is a combination of two that were submitted to the ICC back in, or were heard back whenever the, I forgot when the code hearings were, September was it? And the section is dealing with putting the lower bounds on pressure coefficients was approved. The one on adopting ASC 49 was not approved. And the only reason it wasn't approved was because the standard was not yet available. And it is available now. And we're expecting that it gets approved, and this is the how we combine the public comment for ICC. So we're expecting this to look like this in the IBC.
Anybody else wish to speak in favor?
Second.
Well,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bud Shake from Miami-Dade County Building Code Compliance Office. We favor this.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody want to speak against it? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? So you got Rusty, Jack, and Jamie.
You want to just have a question. Sorry. Eric, where did the 80% come from?
The values came out of the ASC 7 commentary. I mean, that's where this is in the commentary.
The commentary,
it's not in, not in the code.
Hmm? Oh, I understand the 80%, but the 80% comes out of the commentary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Doe. Then Jack, then Jimmy. I missed
it. Eric, yes. Is there a reason why, and I know it's in the commentary 05, but why, it's, if it's this important, it's not in the body of ASC 7?
What the committee has done in the past on a number of things, when we deal with new provisions, we put them in the commentary for a cycle or two and let people kind of get used to them and then bring them forward into the standards. So we expect this to be in the 2010 edition of ASC 7.
So wouldn't it be more appropriate? I mean, one of my concerns is putting more verbiage into the building code and making it bigger and bigger and bigger. If the intent of ASC 7 is to put in the commentary for people to get used to it, comment on it, and then if there isn't anything that's radically an issue that comes up, it goes into the body of ASC 7, wouldn't it be better for us just to wait until it gets into the body of ASC 7?
I don't think so, and this is going to come up on some other changes. There's a couple of problems with that. First is the fact that the amendment cycle for ASC, we know we're not going to have a new addition until at least 2010, which will go into the 2012 International Building Code, which will be the 2013 or 14 Florida Building Code. And right now, as it exists, the wind tunnel facilities, I mean, that you get variations as large as 40%. And so we believe this is something that needs to be in the code now.
Thanks,
sir. All right, Jack?
My only concern is the fact that we're adopting a standard we haven't seen. I agree with Eric. Your 2012, 2013, 2014, before we'll see that next edition of ASC 7 in the Florida code, the commission has taken a position in the past to rely on science, and I think this provides a better avenue for the science to be clear. My only concern is the lack of the standard being available. So I'm going to vote against it and hope that we'll have the standard before we get another shot at it.
Okay. Jamie?
I have two questions here. First is the number two exception in the section of the code mentions the wind tunnel. And my question being, wouldn't it be best to put this into that section specifically, and rather than creating a section 11 or an exception 11, since this is what would be intended specifically for wind tunnel testing when they choose that option? That's one thing, if it's placed or located in within option two. And secondly, the issue of this 80%, is it intended that the 80% be of the walls and roof sections for the results of the wind tunnel not be less than whatever it's calculated in those areas?
Correct.
Okay. If it is, then I think the I guess the second to last paragraph on this mod, scroll down a little bit. That last large paragraph there, the third line down where it says tunnel test results or 80%, it then says or the pressure obtained. Shouldn't that be of the pressures obtained for wind zone 4 for the walls and wind zone 1 for the roofs?
Yes, that's a typo.
Okay. Can you please fix that typo? Thank you. All right.
Because one and four would be the lower pressure areas.
Yeah, and on the other issue you mentioned, that James, that's correct.
Which is the other issue, so we can get it up on the screen?
It's just really a correlation issue.
Just to stick it into option two,
yeah.
Rather than create an 11.
Did you get that? Say it again, Jamie.
Rather than creating an exception 11, just stick all this language into option or exception two.
All right, so it should be called exception two.
Yeah, I was thinking that exception went away in the IBC because it wasn't in there before with the 2000, but I guess it was carried forward. I failed to look at the 2007 supplement on this. So.
Go ahead, Mo.
It's actually, if you look at the 2007 supplement, it is in exception number one, which says wind tunnel tests together with applicable section 6.4 of ASC 7. So so it will be an exception one now.
Okay.
So if you want to, we can add it to exception one.
Yeah, I would suggest just deleting what's there and adding 11.
Excuse me.
As exception one.
And while I still have the floor, the issue of the standard not being available, is it just that it's not available, or is this hasn't been presented to the STAC?
It hasn't been presented to the TAC. And I was going to say a few minutes ago, I will make sure that everyone does get a copy of this before the next meeting.
Okay. Craig?
Yeah, I have a couple concerns. First is, of course, that the standard was not made available. The second is that this provision is not in ASC E7, although it's in the commentary. By the time it makes it into the body of ASC E7, it could be different than what's stated here. Also, the 40% variation from one lab to another doesn't bother me. I mean, we've had changes in different editions of ASC E7 that have made coefficient changes greater than 40%. So I'm not going to support this one at this time.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right. Jack and George.
Again, I am only voting against it for the purpose of allowing the applicant to bring back the standard for us to look at before the next round.
Okay. So one of the reasons if it fails is basically
standards not available.
Standards not available. TAC would like to review first. Okay. George.
Question for Eric. Under physical impact statement response, you mentioned that it may impact across the structures designed for wind using wind tunnel testing. Can you provide any further clarification of that?
Yeah, I don't know that I could peg an absolute number, but just for instance, we're putting the floor at 20% as opposed to what we have seen some variations as large as 40% on design pressure. So, yeah, making up another 20% right there. So that's obviously going to impact the cost, but I could not begin to put a percentage to it.
Okay. See no further discussion. All in favor of this amendment, raise your hands.
As modified.
As amended. Well, yes, as amended. Raise your hands. 1, 2. All opposed? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2-6, it fails for the reasons specified already, and of course you have an opportunity to comment on it later. Okay, next is modification number 2681, and I guess 2682, doing the same to the residential code. There's some comments there, so we need to decide which version to look at. Amending 1609.1.4 and R301 and 614. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
I have some modification to. I am a proponent for International Hurricane Protection Association.
My name is Joe Belcher. The Betty, I gave Betty a copy of the electronic version of my public comment number 2. Okay, what's being handed out to you now? The only thing it does is it changes the numbers. To agree with the IBC 2006 edition. My original submittal was to the Florida Building Code 2004 with the 2006 supplements edition. And I think that the section number changed from 1609.1.4 to 1609.1.2. So what's being passed out right now, the only thing that's being done in the proponent's public comment 2 is to correct those section numbers. Okay? What the change does is it codifies the recommendations of the garage door and shutter labeling work group, which was appointed by the commission at the request of building officials that had some problems with. We have all these devices out in the field that are required by the code. They're being used to satisfy code requirements, and they had no way of knowing if they meet anything at all because they were not required to be labeled or anything of that nature. So that's what we have here is labeling. For impact-resistant coverings, IRC. The other thing that we did was we did another public comment that was submitted by the February 28th deadline to address components, fasteners, and other parts of these IRC impact-resistant covering systems that are tested to the same standards as what was in the original product approval to allow some substitution of those like we do for doors. Where you have a door where the components have all been tested and they give you the same structural performance, you can do substitutions there. So that is on the second page. And that was done in public comment number 1 by the proponent. I believe there were some public comments, again, by my friend Mr. Harrell, requesting or suggesting that we define impact-resistant coverings. Again, if the structural TAC feels that would be a worthwhile endeavor, we'll try to do that in the second public comment period.
Thanks. Anybody else want to speak in favor? Anybody want to speak against?
They're coming up in favor.
BOAF Code Development Committee, Bob Breuer, we're in support.
Greg Mann, All Points Industries, we're in support.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody want to speak against? Seeing none, is there a second for approval?
Second.
Discussion. Again, we're looking at 2681 and 82, building and residential.
Jack.
So, are we voting on, which one are we voting on? When you open the comment 3 on the tracking chart, it comes up as a document, comment 9.
I think you're voting on this one version you just passed out.
Are we voting on public comment number two that Joe just handed out?
That's the intent.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd just like to know what I'm voting on.
I think that's a good idea. Anybody else? All right. Jamie and then Craig.
Is the intent with this last paragraph here the interchangeability of components? I guess each of the components that are going to be interchanged would have to have been tested somewhere. We're typically confronted with situations where maybe a panel gets changed out for a clear panel, and the performance of the overall system is not the same unless tested. I feel that that is like a catch-all situation there at the end that may lead us into trouble later on.
Okay, Craig?
I just have a minor concern here is that through the product approval process, I've always been against labels that were specific to Florida product approvals on products, and this code change could start to set a precedent where we're going to be giving labels on products specific to Florida product approvals, which I think is...